2. We're going to begin with verse number 13. Verse 21 is my text tonight. But let's begin here. Verse number 13. And this will follow along tonight, please, as I read. The Bible says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by them for the punishment of evildoers, for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if, when you be buffeted for your faults, you take it patiently? But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For he even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For as ye were, for ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Let's pray tonight. Father, we love you tonight. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the opportunity once again to open the word and to preach it. Lord, I pray tonight that God, we'd hear from you tonight. Lord, we all have needs in our hearts. And Lord, I just pray tonight that you take the word of God, make it rich to us. God, give us spiritual eyes, spiritual ears, Lord, we pray, to hear, Lord, what you have to say. And so take the truths, Lord, penetrate them into our minds and our hearts, Lord, that we may be more like you when we leave tonight. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's a wonderful and powerful passage of Scripture that was written by the Apostle Peter as he had grown to be grown in the Lord. You know, the signs of somebody who's growing is in the Lord is the less they are making of themselves and the less they are making of this present life, and the more they are making in their life of following the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you know if you're growing. If your life is focused more on life and the things of life and the troubles and the problems, you're probably not growing very much. I'm going to have to preach really hard tonight. Amen. I just tell it's one of those nights. But you're not growing much if you're focused on the wrong things. You're not what God would want you to be. You're not heading in that right direction. And it's because the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't want our eyes on everything else. He wants us to have focus on him. Now, how many of you know what blinders are? They put them on horses. And blinders are meant for a horse to be able to look straight ahead and not be distracted, because if the blinders on a horse fall off, the horse's eye will catch everything else going on around him, and he will not be able to run that race like he should. And the Lord Jesus Christ is trying to teach us through the life of the Apostle Peter. I think there was a day when Peter didn't have many blinders on. And he got distracted by this, that, and the other. You remember that time when he went up by he denied the Lord Jesus Christ and he warmed himself by the fire with all those other guys. His eyes were not on the right thing. But thank God he got right with God and he started obeying God. and he stayed right with God. Amen? Hey, it's one thing to get right, but God wants us to just stay right. Amen? And that means spiritual discipline in our lives. We got to have some spiritual discipline. Amen? We live in a world that says, say yes to whatever feels good. Can I tell you what? That's a recipe for disaster. Because this passage teaches us that our Lord Jesus Christ did not do in life what felt good. He did in life what would please the Father. He did in life deny himself and made us, became an example for us. Now let's get right to verse 21, my text. Notice it says here, for even hereunto were ye called. You say, preacher, I'm not called of God. Oh, yes, you are. You're called to do something. You're called to something. The scripture teaches it. The Bible says here, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. You know, scripture's telling us that we are supposed to have these spiritual blinders on. We're supposed to follow the Lord Jesus Christ in our life with our whole heart. We're supposed to follow the Lord Jesus Christ with blinders on our heart, blinders on our eyes. And we're supposed to focus on the Lord, and we're supposed to follow his steps. Now, I think that's an interesting way of putting it. Have you ever tried to follow someone's steps as they walk through a snowy field? I'll tell you, what you have to do is you have to focus on those steps, don't you? You have to look at those steps. And what if you're going like this? You're going to miss the steps, right? But when you're following in the steps, you got to pay attention to the steps that he's walking in. And you got to see those steps that the Lord's walking in. And if he's walking in certain steps, then that's the steps we need to walk in. Now that's what the passage is teaching us. Hey, if it means a little suffering in life to take a step for the Lord, then so be it. We can make it. We'll be fine. God's told us to follow in his steps. He endured some suffering and some difficulty. We can endure it too.
Right. Amen.
Amen. We can endure it. I'll be honest with you, most of us really haven't endured much of anything compared to what the man who wrote the Bible did. I mean, we don't. And we certainly didn't go through anything that our Lord Jesus Christ went through. But we're commanded God, so we're supposed to follow in his steps. Follow in the Lord's steps. And we've got to focus on those steps. Now, the difficulty with Christians today and our problem in our Christianity today is that we're not following his steps. We're not following his steps. Most Christians are following something else other than the steps of the Lord Jesus. And a lot of people, a lot of times, God said here, he left us an example. You know, one of the reasons Jesus came to this earth is so that he can be an example to us to live our life. That's exactly why. God came to be an example to us. He came to leave us some steps to follow. And unfortunately in our world today, sad to say, many Christians are following. There's a lot of things that Christians are following the steps in today. And I just want to hit some of them tonight. A lot of Christians are following in the steps of the movie stars. Movie stars. You know, some Christians know everything that's going on with all these movie stars. They know everything they're doing, every show they are. Can I tell you what? I can't even tell you half of the names of some of these movie stars. I know John Wayne and Jimmy Stewart. Amen. Edwin G. Robinson. I know of those three. Once it gets, you know, more up to date than that, A lot of stuff, I don't know. You know, a lot of people, especially kids today, they're following the steps of movie stars. Those aren't the steps we're supposed to follow. Amen? We're not supposed to be following these movie stars. If you go to these movie stars' life, I'll tell you what, you'll see a lot of trouble, heartache, and sin. A lot of sin. A lot of evil stuff goes on. And you know, the devil promotes these movie stars because he wants us to think that this is so wonderful. You know what an actor is? They are somebody trying to be something else. That's what an actor is. And I want to tell you something. Christians need to have blinders to this world. We ought to grow to the place in life where we really are not enamored by any of this stuff going on in the world. You know why? Because we're too focused on His steps. We should be walking in His steps. Amen. Who are all these people? Half of them are on dope. Half of them are on marijuana. Marijuana is dope. Amen. You say, well, it has medicinal purposes. Has a lot of bad purposes. Has a lot of ungodly purposes. Eat your brains. Amen. Your brains might already been eaten if you started taking it. I tell you what, it's surprising how many people today are on marijuana. Which, let me make it clear, marijuana is a sin. It's a sin. You know why? Because it's not following in Christ's steps. Can you see Jesus with a joint in his mouth? I hate to even say that because I feel like it's very disrespectful, Lord Jesus, but it hits the point home, doesn't it? You can't see Jesus doing that. Dope. People are filled with dope today, drugs. Hey, listen, you don't need that stuff. Amen? I understand legitimate, God understands legitimate medicine. Amen? And there's even doctors of medicines even in the Bible that are not wrong. But I'll tell you what our world is good at is taking what's wrong, trying to candy coat it, put a nice little sugar-coated covering over it, and a nice little packaging, present it to you and say, look at how good it is. That's what they're doing with marijuana. Amen. Just throwing it out there. Amen. How about sports figures? A lot of Americans follow sports figures. Boy, I wonder what the latest statistics of quarterbacks are. If you were for my team, you wouldn't care. Amen. I'm looking to next year. Down the road. Amen. I've been doing that for 6 years. Amen. Down the road. I'm looking for my team down there. But you know what? I tell you, sports figures in this world today, they're just people, just human beings. Well, boy, he can blow up a pigskin and kick it 60 yards through a bunch of pipes. And we have posters and accolades. We honor those people. He can take a pig and blow it up and throw it 60 yards. And we honor that. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying certain things. I don't think there's anything wrong. But you know, our problem today is we're following in those steps. We're following in steps like that. Worldliness. Boy, a lot of Christians are, You know where a lot of Christians get their ideas on how to act and how to dress? Hollywood television shows, glamour magazines, internet junk. And these become the patterns, these become the steps that people follow. You know, whenever I see a young person going astray or getting away from God, getting out of church or going this way, I know something. They're following some other steps. They're following some other steps. That's sad. That's sad. Boy, I tell you what. The world, you know, we're supposed to be simple concerning evil. We're supposed to be dumb about evil. You know that? The Bible tells that in Romans chapter 16, verse 19, that we should be simple concerning evil, wise to that which is good. You know what it means? We're focused on Jesus' steps. We're looking at his steps. And if we're looking at his steps, we don't have time to get distracted by the world. Well, what are they wearing? And what are they dressing? What's the latest hairstyle? What's the latest this? What's the latest that? My wife told me that there is some new show where now they have 16-year-old girls dressing like drag queens. 16-year-old girls. I tell you, this world, and by the way, the world is creeping towards acceptance of pedophilia. Yes. The world is going that way, that direction. Corrupt, and our government officials are okay with it. Yeah. And half of them are corrupt. Makes me wonder what they're involved in. I'm simply saying tonight, we follow the wrong steps. We follow the wrong steps. Some follow this party crowd. Boy, the party crowd, boy, don't they look good. Oh, they're having fun. And you know, that's what the party crowd wants you to think. They're just having fun. And what's wrong with having a little fun? Boy, they got all the candy-coated excuses for sin and trouble. All the pretty little wrappings. Amen. How many of you would take an alligator, give it to somebody for Christmas, but wrap it up real pretty? That's what the devil does. Devil does for young people. He gives them an alligator, but he wraps it up real pretty and makes it look good. Puts a little bow on his head. Now you quit growling, because I'm going to give you to. And before long, you know what happens? That thing bites. You know, sin does that. Sin bites. Sin bites, and it bites hard sometimes. I mean, it really sinks its teeth in, and it doesn't let go. Like one person said, it takes you farther than you want to go, keeps you longer than you want to stay. Boy, if the world was so good, why'd the prodigal son want to come home? Why? I'll tell you. He started not following the steps of the Lord. Jesus left us an example that we should walk in his steps. You know, I appreciate godly ladies who dress modestly everywhere you go. I appreciate you. You know, I believe that's trying to follow in Jesus' steps. Modesty is a godly principle. I thank God for you. And you can tell sometimes a Christian girl will start looking at what all the world's wearing. And even the carnal Christians. You know? Oh, what? Look at them. They're pressing the envelope a little bit. Their skirt just gets a little taller and their clothes start getting tighter. And well, did you know somebody's probably watching you do that? Did you know that? And you know what? Our example should be the Lord Jesus Christ. His steps are the ones we're supposed to be following in. Amen. You know, we should get to the place where we really don't care what this world emphasizes. We should get to that place. You know, and don't get me wrong. We live in the world, and you end up knowing things about the world. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, this world is not our home. We're just passing through. I want to keep my eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ while I'm passing through this earth. Amen. My treasures are laid up in heaven. They're not on this earth. So are yours. And we just got to keep following. You know, some things Christians also follow is these singers. Rock singers, country western guys. Boy, somebody's got a nice voice. By the way, if they got a nice voice, they should be using it for the Lord Jesus Christ. God didn't give them that talent so they can go to the bar and swoon and sway and swing around. Amen. Well, I just felt like backing up the whole truck tonight. Amen. Just pull the lever and let it all fall out. Amen. Oh, yeah, we got to have rock singers and these posters. You know, our problem is we're not walking in the right steps. What did the Lord Jesus do? That's what should interest us. That's what our focus should be. And you know, this world, God will always, you know, there are religious deceivers. There are religious ideologies out there. This gender identity stuff. You can be whatever you want to be. There was a recent case where a school teacher in Oklahoma was having an affair with a 15-year-old boy. And she tried to get by with saying that was her gender preference. You see where this stuff leads? It leads to total lawlessness, ungodliness, and chaos. There was a girl who went to class and she wanted to meow all the time in class. Meow, meow, meow. And the teacher told her to stop it. And she said, no, my gender identity is I'm a cat. I'd say my gender identity is I'm a vicious dog. Amen. Yeah, how crazy is this world? Hey, when you follow in those steps, you become crazy too. Yes, you do. Sanity is found in the Lord Jesus' steps. Peace, joy, happiness, compassion, love, integrity, happiness, life, real life. That's found in His steps. You follow this world, I want to tell you something. You'll go down, down, down. Amen. All these ideas. You know, even homosexuals say, well, God made me this way. God didn't make anybody a homosexual. If He did, then He'd have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. God didn't make Adam and Steve. He made Adam and Eve. Amen. We're listening to a sermon this week by Dr. Lester Roloff. And Brother Roloff said in 1972, he preached a sermon. 1972, he said, the biggest problem in 1972 is homosexuality. 1972, that's what he said. Look, can you imagine if he came back today, what he'd see? You know, what's happened is we take sin, we accept it. The devil gives us the next degree. Right. We accept it. The devil gives us the next degree. Right. The last degree is a pit called hell. Amen. And somewhere along the line, Christians got to get off of this idea of accepting everything and just start following the Bible and the steps of Jesus. Amen. Jesus left us an example that we should follow in his steps. You know, the devil's pretty smart. If he can put a pretty package on something, you know, the devil, Satan is transformed into an angel of light. Satan is never going to get, he's never going to make wrong look good, look bad, because you wouldn't swallow it. We wouldn't do it. We wouldn't even be interested if he has to put a pretty package on it. He transforms it into light. He makes it look good. And following in the Word of God and in Jesus' steps is the only way to know the difference between the devil's way and God's way. Amen. Don't follow this world. Some follow wealth, follow money. You know, some people chase money all their life. Chase it, chase it, chase it, chase it. Their eyes are on some steps. I want to tell you something. You serve the Lord Jesus Christ, obey God, serve him, follow his word. He'll bless you. Amen. He'll take care of your life. Amen. And the problem is many Christians, we're chasing all this other stuff. And our, you know, people chasing money. I've told that story before about a man who came to church here years ago, and good people. He said, I left my job. God called me as a missionary, and I was working for the Sword of the Lord. And God called me as a missionary. He said, but at the same time, a printing job became available out in California. He said, and I didn't go to the mission field. He said, I went to California, and I took that job. And you know, he said, preacher, that was 30 years ago. He said, Oh, I wished I'd have gone to the mission field. You don't want to live your life when you get old looking back saying, I wish I would have. Amen? You know what you want to do? You want to do what God tells you to do now, so that when you get to that place in life, you look back, you can say, I did that. I did what God wanted me to do. I obeyed the Lord. I followed in his steps. I followed in his steps. Oh, we got to be dedicated to this, Christ's steps. There are some steps that Jesus followed. I want you to notice what Jesus did do here. Number one, he lived for others, not himself. Jesus lived for others, not himself. Notice, he said in verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for who? For us. Christ suffered for us. Why? He didn't live for others. He didn't live for himself. You know, usually when we get off following the wrong steps, we're thinking of ourselves. Right? We're thinking of ourselves. When we follow Jesus' steps, we just have to follow him and he'll lead us. You remember Psalm 23? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me. He must be following those steps. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. He says, God leads him to green pastures. You know, if we just follow his steps, find out what Jesus did. Jesus thought of others. Jesus thought of others. Second thing Jesus did, he lived to do the Father's will. He lived to do the Father's will. You know, Jesus was submissive to God the Father in his whole life. He submitted his heart to him. You know, a lot of people have a hard time with submission. Some Christians have a hard time just submitting. Submitting. But that's part of following his steps. Amen? If he submitted, then we should submit to God too. Amen. And so, number three, Jesus spoke the truth boldly to everyone around him. That's not an easy one, amen? Jesus spoke the truth boldly to everyone around him. You know, Pharisees got around him. They tried to trap him and question him, and they never could. Jesus is a lot smarter than them. You know, when you follow Jesus, you're following the smartest counsel you can ever follow in life. Those steps are wise. And I don't think we realize how wise it really is to just do what God says. Amen? You know, it's like tithing. You know, you can do better on 90% of your income than you can 100%. You say, can you explain that? Nope. I just know it works. I just know it works. And so he spoke boldly. Number four, Jesus lived a righteous life. See, when your eyes are on the steps of the Lord, you're not worried about looking like everybody else in the world or acting like everybody else in the world. You want to just please God. You want to follow His steps. Live a righteous life, not self-righteous, but try to follow in His steps. Pray, live for God, walk with God, go to church, be faithful. Follow those things and live a righteous life. Number six, He had compassion for the lost. Jesus had compassion for the lost. He was moved with compassion, the Bible says. And you know, whenever we get kind of hardened to the lost, and you know, I know sometimes there's some, I was in church, I was back here, standing back there in the church during the week. The lights were off in the church. I was heading up to my office, and I heard the door open back there. Well, not many people come and visit during the week, all right? Unless I got a meeting or, you know, air-conditioned man or the piano tuner or something like that is going on. But I was standing back there, the door open, and a man walked in, and I was standing there. I said, can I help you? He looked at me and he said these words. He said, I want some money. I wanted to say, me too. Have you got any? Can I? Let's share. You got some? Let's split it. We'll go get a ham sandwich or something, right? Hey, you know, that's what I wanted to say. I said, he just caught me wrong. I said, sir, I said, no, I don't have money. He cussed at me. He cussed at me right back there. I wish Mrs. Watson was here to give him a word or two, because he was standing right back there where she was. And he cussed at me and walked right out the door. And, you know, it's easy to get hard at the world sometimes. It's easy to look at the world and say, but you remember this, they're lost and their eyes are not following Christ. And we have to have that same compassion for God, for the lost, because that's following in His steps. Amen? And don't worry about those who don't like you. You know, they didn't, the disciples were hated and beat. The Apostle Paul, Peter had his share of sufferings and difficulties. You say, I'll follow the Lord Jesus except for that suffering part. Right. Well, you listen, let me tell you something. There may be a few difficulties and some kind of sufferings in Christ, but the blessings of following His pathway are so much better. Amen. It makes it worth it all. So we got to just keep on following by faith, following Christ's examples. Know what He did. And that's why we get in the Bible and read and find out what Jesus did and then say, okay, Lord Jesus, if You did it, that's a step I want to follow. That's a step I want to follow. And follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Follow means to imitate. It means to be an imitator of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, sometimes we need good earthly examples. Sometimes we need good earthly examples of people who are following in Christ's steps because they help show us those steps. Amen. I tell you, I think of people in my life that helped showed me those steps. One of them was my mother. My mother was Lutheran. She was unsaved when she married my dad. But invitation in a Baptist church. Preacher gave an invitation. I'm glad he gave an invitation. Amen. And by the way, that's why I ask every time there's a service, no matter who's there, I want to know that if there is somebody within the sound of my voice that's not saved, I want them to know and have an opportunity to be saved. And tonight, I'll do the same thing because there may be somebody here or listening online that's unsaved, and I want them to know. And you know, I heard a story about D.L. Moody, who... He preached one night, but he didn't give an invitation that night. And that night was the Great Chicago Fire. And over 200 people that were in his congregation perished in the Great Chicago Fire. And you know what? He said, I wonder if any of them died and went to hell. D.L. Moody committed to God. He said, I'll never preach a sermon again without giving an invitation. And, you know, find people that are walking in God's steps. Find people that have blinders on to the world. Find people that are just serving God and happy to be doing it. Amen? Because it is the sweet path, the joyful path of life, just keeping on following God. You'll face trials in that pathway. But the Lord will come along and help you with those trials. Amen. And you know, whatever you do, don't take your eyes off of that path. Don't take your eyes off of His steps. His steps are worth following. He left us. He left us steps to follow. He left us those footprints in the snow to where we can just step and take our steps and just follow in those steps. We need those steps. There was a bedside of a terminally ill mother. And a preacher came and explained the way of salvation to her. And that night she received Christ as her hope of eternal life. And she testified of that fact. And then a sadness clouded her face. And she said, I've wasted my life living for the vain, empty things of the world. What a pity that I can give Christ only the closing hours of my life. What a pity. You know, someday it's going to be worth it if we followed in those steps. Someday it'll be worth it. I love that old song, It Will Be Worth It All. It'll be worth it all when we see Jesus. And you know, if you're following in the wrong steps, someday you're going to die, or someday that rapture is going to occur and you're going to stand before God. You're going to stand right in front of the face of God. And you know what? We got to say on that day, we don't want to be like that lady who got saved late life. Thank God she got saved. Amen? Thank God. Praise the Lord. I'm not diminishing that. But you know what? Thank God even more for the kids who get saved and have a whole life to live for the Lord and stay in church and faithful to God. Thank God for them. Thank God for them. He left us an example that we should follow in His steps. Are you following in the steps of the Lord? Are you following His steps? Maybe there's a few steps that you're not following in. We need to find those steps and follow directly in them. Follow His pathway, and our life will be blessed. Let's bow our heads tonight. Let's close our eyes.